redeemed.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has ever gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Several years ago, while watching the popular TV show called Lost, I learned the value of carrying the cross. Carrying the cross. The spirituality of struggle, you might say. Two characters in the scene are John Locke and Charlie Pace, who's a recovering drug addict. Locke has been keeping Charlie's heroin stash, but Charlie wants it back. He can't stand the struggle of sobriety. Instead, Locke takes him to a nearby tree where he shows him a moth cocoon. He points to the top of the cocoon and he says, "Do you see this little hole? This moth is just about to emerge. It's in there right now, struggling, digging its way through the thick hide of the cocoon." Locke continued, "Now I could help it, get my knife, gently widen the opening, and the moth would be free, but it would be too weak to survive. The struggle is nature's way of strengthening it." In other words, struggle and sacrifice, adversity and ache are all necessary to grow and fully develop. You see, without struggle, you will only crawl and never be able to fly. Today we celebrate the feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, and the church invites us to reflect on the spirituality of struggle. In the book of Numbers, the people wander through the desert. They are exhausted. They are attacked by serpents. And they are healed by looking at a bronze serpent on a pole, a symbol of Jesus. But did God take them out of the desert? No. Did God stop their struggling and their suffering? No. Like Locke explained to Charlie, the struggle is nature's way of strengthening them. Otherwise, they will be too weak to survive spiritually. You see, God does not want to save us from our struggles. He wants to save us from our sins. That's the spirituality of struggling and why we exalt the cross. You have probably seen that now famous sign posted at the entrance of Catholic High School in Little Rock. At the top of the poster in the entrance of the school is a big red stop sign. And underneath that stop sign it reads, "If you are dropping off your son's forgotten lunch, books, homework, or equipment, please turn around and exit the building. Your son will learn to problem solve in your absence." I love that sign because I was once one of those boys who needed to learn how to problem solve. That is, I learned how to problem solve in high school because no one helped me by opening my cocoon too early. I learned the advantage of adversity, the spirituality of struggling. My friends, we all want to help other people. That's a very Christian thing to do. But sometimes helping someone only ends up harming them when all you do is remove their struggles. Now, I'm not advocating letting people wallow in their miseries, but I am suggesting you don't always run to the rescue. Let people learn the spirituality of struggle. Help others to problem solve. Don't solve their problems for them. Don't always take your children their forgotten lunch and books and equipment. Don't always give someone the answer, but help them think more deeply about the question. Don't just pray to God to make your life easier. God doesn't want to save you from your struggles. He wants to save you from your sins. Just ask the Israelites in the desert. If you help a moth by freeing it from its cocoon, all you've helped it to do is to crawl for the rest of its life. Praised be Jesus Christ.